my friends, it's Andy Falco Jimenez on the very first California Parent Alliance podcast. So happy to be here with you. I happen to be in Orange County, California, as we are seeing some great work being done here at the Placentia Yorba School District by three of the five school board members. And we hope that in 2022, we can replace the other two liberal maniacs that are still on our school board, causing us grief. Now, I can't say that all three of what would be essentially the conservative parts of our Placentia Yorba Linda School District are amazing, but we do have them, at least most of the time, on the right side of things. We just have one that's a little bit of a wobbler. And we're hoping she'll continue to improve as the days go on. So what is the California Parent Alliance? It is a group of people, parents, obviously, who, I don't know, some 2-3 years ago began to see what was happening in our school systems here in California. And as time went on, they became angrier and angrier as they began to see what was happening in our schools in regard to sex education, going down a very pornographic road, very heavily in the LGBTQ and multiple sexes, like 30 some odd sexes, gender issues that were going on. Then we began to see things like critical race theory begin to rear its ugly head, and so on and so forth. And, you know, there's just so many things. And then, of course, the pandemic hits and we got masking issues. Then we have, you know, the now coming in the next couple months here probably is a vaccine mandates. And it's just gone crazy. It really has gone crazy. In the school here, El Dorado High School, we know of at least one female who says that she's a boy who has demanded to dress and undress in the boys' locker room, and they've given her permission to do that. So it's a little bit crazy. It's not going to be long until we have a boy who says he's a girl and will be dressing and undressing in the girls' locker room. So we have a lot to address here in California, and I know this is happening all over the country, but specifically our organization, the California Parent Alliance, is obviously specifically to what is happening here in California. Right now, we kind of have most of our members in the Ventura and LA area. Of course, like I said, I'm in Orange County. Just recently, I was nominated and voted in as president of this organization. And again, being here in Orange County, sorry, that's my daughter in the background having fun with her friends. Nothing's happening to her. They're playing a game. So the you would think it's Halloween already. The organization is beginning to work its way through the state. I'm hoping here in Orange County that we will build a very strong chapter here in Orange County. Hope to take it down into, you know, Riverside and San Bernardino and down into San Diego. Of course, we'll then begin to go north, Ventura, and into the rest of the state as we're going forward. I'm going to let you know the mission statement, which it currently stands now. We had a meeting the other day, and we approved, at least as an organization, that this is our current mission statement. And this could change a little bit here and there. We've got it whittled down to, you know, what a mission statement should be for an organization. And that is one of a couple sentences. And here it is. The California Parent Alliance believes parents are responsible for raising and making decisions for their children, not schools or government. CPA is a watchdog organization that provides a wealth of resources to ensure families are educated about the intellectual, social, and health threatening the well-being of our children. That is our mission statement. It's an important one because it covers the things that we're most concerned about right now, and that is just about everything involving our children and you know, their educational health, their intellectual health, their social health, their mental health, and their physical health. And it's all being threatened currently. And so what's the CPA is the acronym for, of course, California Parent Alliance, is that we want to be a source of education for parents going forward so they can begin to make a difference inside their school districts. And once they're educated, they'll begin to band together. They'll create chapters, and the power in numbers will begin to overtake the few, I think, the few liberals that really have somehow taken grasp and hold of our school districts, our teachers' unions, and the school district management, I guess, or supervisors or superintendents, as they're called. And we really got to begin to push back on these few people, because I do believe that the numbers are low in numbers. I know not a lot of people feel that way. They feel like that they're just overwhelmed and think that there must be a majority that feel this way. And I don't believe that that's so. I think, unfortunately, conservatives, for the most part, independents in some ways, are the type that don't put themselves in a position to be ridiculed. We don't want to make people feel bad. And for a very, very long time, we've kind of sit back and let these lunatics, take over and scream and yell and go into this woke attack that they tend to go through in social media, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you name the social media platform, and they just yell and scream, and they get businesses to do stupid things. Really, I mean, if when you look at the NBA, you look at Coca-Cola, you look at some of the airlines, and Southwest Airlines, and they just bend over for these few very loud screaming like banshees, tight jean wearing people. And it really seems like, there must be more of them than us, because they really seem to be able to make things happen. No, they're just louder, and they scream, and they call you a racist, they call you a misogynist, they call you a every name in the book, and these businesses get scared. And so many people are waking up. Parents are waking up. This is a great awakening of parents. And in so many ways, they have woken a sleeping giant. And it's just really time for us to take over. So before I close out here, I just want to give you a brief introduction. We'll go a little bit deeper in the next few podcasts. But I just want to say that I do believe they're in small numbers, that those who believe in a socialist Marxist ideology are aggressive and have already gained a firm hold of our schools and teachers unions. But these groups will not give up control easy. And the rest of us have, like I said, have been asleep for a very long time. We've been inactive for a very long time. But I truly, truly believe that victory is possible. Our numbers are large, strong, and increasing every day. And so what we can accomplish here in California by staying strong, by educating ourselves, by banding together, what happens here in California can eventually affect the rest of the United States. And so let's get this done. Follow us on our website, which is the California, which is not, don't include the, it's Cap, forgot the name of the website. It is California. ParentAlliance.org, CaliforniaParentAlliance.org. Go to the website. There's some links for you to join us. Get into the newsletter. Don't worry, we won't spam you. We won't send you, sell your email and information to any company. We won't hand you over to the government. We won't do any of those things. It's for us to be able to send you information of when either we have a new, training. Online training program that's available, or maybe new blogs that are going to be on the blog portion of the website, or we're going to be in live conferences where we will invite you to a specific location in California where you can bring friends, and we'll have speakers that will teach you about the different issues that you need to know and how you can go back to the districts and your schools and to really make a difference. So go ahead and sign up. And let's begin to make a change. So again, this is Andy Falco Jimenez. I'm currently the president of the California Parent Alliance and your host here on the California Parent Alliance podcast. All right, my friends, we'll talk to you later. Take care.